she waved her hand in front of him and said, "Gone. Gone. He is not here." And what does it mean for the world that Jesus is risen? Fundamentally, what it means is the awesome promise of reversibility. That in the end, nothing is irreversible. No childhood act, no youthful indiscretion, no sin or mistake, no broken connection, not even death is irreversible. Jamie was showing me in her devotional reading this week a passage by John McGonagall where he points out that in story after story in the Bible, there is this central idea of God making passable what is impassable. There are all those impossible births in the Bible. Sarah, and Hannah, Elizabeth, Mary, which reverse the biological impasse involved. There's Naaman and the woman with the hemorrhage and the man born blind and so many others there with these impossible healings. There are the people of Israel backed up against the Red Sea by Pharaoh's army. And then there is that impossible breakthrough where an impassable geographical barrier gives way. And for Jesus, sealed in a tomb, trapped by a rock and by death itself, there is that impossible triumph. Easter means that nothing, not even death, is irreversible. Carlisle Marnie said of Judas that the ultimate tragedy of Judas's life was not his betrayal of Jesus, but that he did not hold on till Sunday to see what God could do with his betrayal and despair. On Easter, we are confronted with the ferocity of the grace and the power of God that just relentlessly breaks through all of those impassable